I'm pleased to present the first report in order in the Commission's digital audio broadcasting proceeding. This order takes three important actions that are designed to facilitate and expedite the transition of the AM and FM broadcast services to a promising digital future. First, the item selects in-band, on-channel, or IBOC as the sole digital technology for the terrestrial radio broadcast service. Second, the order allows AM and FM broadcasters to begin interim digital operations immediately using the IBOC systems developed by Ubiquiti Digital Corporation. Finally, the item announces that the Commission will participate in a standard-setting process and solicits the assistance of a broad cross-section of interested parties in developing formal standards. IBOC is the technological equivalent of a free or nearly free lunch. It allows all incumbent radio broadcasters to begin digital operation by using their existing spectrum allocation more intensively. During an interim phase, radio broadcasters will operate in hybrid mode, broadcasting both analog and digital signals within their present radio channels. Eventually, all digital transmissions will replace hybrid operations, bringing the full benefits of digital technology to radio broadcasters and to listeners. The IBOC technology we propose to adopt is the result of more than a decade of development. Ubiquiti Digital Corporation, formed when USA Digital Radio and Lucent Digital Radio merged in August 2000, is the sole remaining IBOC proponent. Among its investors, Ubiquiti lists 15 of the largest broadcasting groups, as well as manufacturers of broadcast equipment, consumer electronics, and semiconductors. The 1999 NPRM in this proceeding sought comment on selecting a technology that would allow radio broadcasters to achieve a rapid and efficient transition to digital operation. The NPRM noted that although IBOC was a promising approach at the time, it was still unproven. The NPRM outlined 10 criteria that we would use to evaluate a candidate digital system. Among these criteria were enhanced audio fidelity, robustness to interference, compatibility with the existing analog service, and spectrum efficiency. The NPRM also requested the assistance of the private sector in evaluating candidate systems. The National Radio Systems Committee responded with a comprehensive program of field and laboratory tests. After more than 2 years of testing and evaluation, the NRSC strongly endorsed Ubiquiti's AM and FM IBOC systems, with AM initially limited to daytime operation subject to additional testing. The nearly unanimous support from broadcasters for Ubiquiti's IBOC systems was summarized succinctly by the NAB. It works. It's ready. The NRSC tests show that the Ubiquiti IBOC systems offer better audio fidelity, more robust signals, and importantly, the opportunity for new auxiliary services. Introducing digital IBOC signals into the heavily used AM and FM bands will, nevertheless, require some trade-offs. Tests show a small increase in potential interference, mainly outside protected AM and FM service areas. The item includes safeguards to preserve established listener expectations. During interim IBOC operations, the Commission will require broadcasters to work with other stations, listeners, and users of auxiliary services, such as Reading for the Blind, to resolve any complaints of interference. The item gives the staff discretion to act when voluntary negotiations fail. Based on the exhaustive test record developed in this docket and on these remedial safeguards, the order permits AM and FM stations to begin IBOC operation immediately. This interim authority is designed to encourage the rapid development of the opportunities inherent in this digital technology. Interim IBOC operations would be entirely voluntary, with each individual licensee deciding when to add digital service. Most commenters advocate the establishment of a single digital standard. to facilitate the efficient development of digital radio service. The item agrees that a single standard would be beneficial and seeks industry assistance in developing a formal standard. In fact, the NRSC recently began the standard-setting process. A further notice will be issued in this proceeding to consider digital standards and to adopt final licensing and service rules. The Media Bureau recommends that the Commission adopt the first report and order and request editorial privileges.